Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. This is episode 164 of The Big Show. And thank you so much for continuing to tune in week after week. I really, really appreciate it. I want to start out by building on what we were talking about last week. There's so much news going on right now about where digital is heading. This is less about marketing at the moment. I'll come back to that towards the end of today's episode, but just more generally where digital is heading. And what's really becoming the case is that we're becoming slowly, very slowly at the moment, ever less device dependent. And this is going to take a huge shift in customer behavior, and then ultimately in how we act as marketers to interact with our customers, that we're just only starting to see. So last week, I talked a lot about AI and VR, artificial intelligence and virtual reality, and how those might begin to shape customer experience, how those might begin to shape the way that customers interact with your brand and with your business. And we're really starting to see this shift. And I said before, slowly. You know, I'm always very fond of quoting the William Gibson quote that the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed. So it seems pretty likely that this shift is already occurring. I'm very fond of saying that I'm not predicting the future. I'm predicting the present. I'm just looking at what actions customers seem to be getting on board with and sort of extrapolating those forward to say, what's that going to look like as we go down the road a little bit? And what we're really seeing is that devices are becoming less important. It's really going to be much more about services. So, for instance, if you've seen an Amazon Echo device, right, this is a speaker you have in your house. They make a couple of different versions of it. You simply talk to it, and it answers your questions, it plays your music, it sets alarms, it simply does what it's supposed to do. If you've used Siri or Cortana or Google's OK Google feature, conversational search, you've seen this behavior already. What's very different about the Echo, the device, and Alexa, the software that makes it work, is that it is entirely built around voice from the word go. There's no button you have to push. It simply is built around a really, really impressive array of microphones so that it understands what you're asking and can pick your voice out of, you know, background noise and things like that. But you have to remember that Echo is the device. What's doing the heavy lifting is Amazon's Alexa technology. It's AI-powered search engine, and I'm kind of doing air quotes around AI-powered because we don't really know how smart it is yet. But what's really interesting about it to me is how it starts to break the mold of what we think about as a customer experience. So for the last 8 years or so, we've tended to think in terms of mobile versus desktop versus tablet, and mobile web versus apps. And it's kind of been an either-or paradigm. It's either desktop or it's mobile. It's either app apps or its web. And what we're starting to see is that as we become less device dependent, it becomes more about services. It becomes less about either or, and instead becomes more about and. So, for instance, Google just introduced some new features where if you're doing a search for a specific service to meet your needs, let's say you're looking to book a hotel room or make a reservation at a restaurant or purchase something online or perhaps use a map, it can actually create a connection to an app that does that for you. Even before you've installed it, it will simply install, it will download and install the necessary bits as needed in the background to actually solve for your problem. Basically, what they've done is to recycle an old Sun Microsystems tagline. If you remember this years ago, they used to say, the network is the computer. And that's kind of what's becoming true when we look at things like Alexa and Echo. And instead, it becomes all about the services. So you're familiar with software as a service, or maybe payments as a service, or maybe HR as a service, or things along those lines. Well, my friend Robert Cole coined the great phrase, experience as a service. And all of the players are doing something here. So obviously I've talked a lot already today about Amazon and its Alexa and Echo package. But Facebook is building AI into its Messenger app. And again, Messenger is the interface, but the AI does the heavy lifting. Google's introducing a ton of stuff. Google Home is the speaker. But Google Assistant is what they call the AI that lives out in the cloud and actually answers the questions. Apple, with Siri, apparently is going to introduce a speaker as well, where they're just looking to embed this technology in the background of your life. Just have it be there for you to answer your questions as needed. Microsoft has Cortana. So these are all the big players doing things with this. And there are new entrants, people like Viv, who are the same folks who originally made Siri before Apple bought it, to again solve for that problem. Now, one of the reasons I think it's going to be huge, and I think it's going to be incredibly meaningful for your brand and for your business, is because in a recent interview, one of Google's executives said she thinks that both it Google, and Amazon can win in this space. They're not looking at this as a zero-sum game where for one to win, the other has to lose. Instead, they're saying this is going to get so big that there's enough room there for everybody to succeed. Now, to be fair, that's a little hard to get your head around. But think back about what the internet looked like 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And think of where we are today and all the companies and all the creative disruption that has occurred that nobody saw coming. No one saw Uber. Nobody saw Airbnb, along with people like Amazon and Facebook and the like. It simply wasn't imagined, because we didn't even know the power that was going to be available to us. And I suspect we're entering a phase where that's true again. Now, if you want to see a couple of views of what this might look like, I actually have posted in the show notes a couple of videos that Microsoft has made where they talk about its Future Vision series, and they kind of show how things like this might actually look as we go forward. It's really impressive stuff. At the same time, you're probably saying, okay, great, but how do I, as a marketer, do something about that? And I think there are really two things you need to think about for the time being. The first is, as I mentioned last week, you need to have content. After all, these AIs, whether it's Alexa or whether it's Facebook's AI or whether it's Google Assistant or whether it's Cortana or whether it's Siri or whether it's Viv or whether it's something we haven't even seen yet, they need to get the content that they answer customers' questions with from somewhere. So the investments you make in content today should last you over time, even if the way customers access that content changes. That's going to remain a huge opportunity for some time to come. And then secondly, and I think this is going to be a really interesting challenge as we go forward, you need to invest in talent, in creative people who can actually create the right kinds of content and tell your brand story most effectively, who know how to listen to customers, understand what customers care about, use data comfortably to actually interpret customer needs and respond to them, to do, as I say, to anticipate, analyze, and adapt to the needs of customers over time. And if you do a good job of that, you're going to be in really good shape in the longer run, regardless of whether you're talking to an artificial intelligence or a human being. And fundamentally, as marketers, that's all we really want to do. We want to answer our customers' questions, and we want to solve their problems so that they come back to us again and again and again. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I want to remind you that the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes, are available at timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. You can also find me on Facebook, the company on Facebook, at facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, and me personally on Twitter using the handle at TCPeter. Finally, if you'd like, you can shoot me an email at podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a great week ahead. I hope you enjoy the long weekend if you're here in the States. And I'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Until then, take care, everybody.